Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, Will, calm down, would you? Jeez.
Nice.
It's a big moment for everybody.
Nice.
Would you chill out?
Get in line, Will.
Yeah. Turned into Brent Musburger there for a minute. I heard that driving in the car last night, and I wanted to make sure we grab one more time. Will, what can you take your eyes off of while you're watching? It's a baseball game, Will. For God's sakes. It's a professional broadcast.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
My word.
I actually can, Will. I'm focused on the beautiful game of baseball and watching these prospects come up and hit. That's what I'm focused on. The guys that are out there on the diamond. Not front row.
Yeah, like, do you know the infield fly rule? That's what I'm focused on.
That's what I care about.
Meanwhile, Will's out to lunch.
Is the catcher an infielder?
Yeah. Right, important stuff.
I would say yes. We should probably ask the Anthony family.
So, Roman Anthony... stole the
show. Hijacked the broadcast.
Stole the show on the field, and the Anthony family stole the show off of it.
I hope they go to every game.
Roman Anthony.
Yep.
With an RBI double, as you heard there, gave the Red Sox a 2-0 lead. He also had a sliding catch later on in the game. Had another nice catch after that as well.
I know what happened.
You can't take your eyes off his mom.
Big bounce back after the first.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
What's that?
Do you want to know what happened? Do you want to ask me what happened?
Yeah, yeah. So, what happened, Keith?
In his debut.
What happened?
In his debut, Roman Anthony wore number 48. That's a trash number. Yeah, it's not a baseball number.
This number stinks.
It's not a baseball number.
Yep.
Second game.
Pablo.
Mm-hmm. He changed it to 19. And now he's socking the ball to the opposite field. He's driving in runs. He's making diving catches. If you look the part, you can be the part. And he didn't feel right wearing 48. No wonder he booted the ball. Two nights ago. I get it.
Big clunky number like that.
Oh, I look so slow. 48's a terrible jersey number. 19?
He did look
fast.
He looked faster last
smoother,
night.
Smoother?
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
48 is a number for chumps. 19, that's a ball player's number. And now finally, Roman, hopefully you guys didn't go out there and buy the Roman Anthony 48.
Did Pablo?
Did you see him sign a 48 jersey yesterday?
Well, wow. I don't. That might be worth something someday, but you can't wear it.
That's definitely going to be worth
something. Slow, boxy number.
Did Pablo really wear 48? Oh, boy.
He sucked.
I didn't like that. Brad, my guy JBJ, our friend of the show.
Yeah.
JBJ. We'll get to another friend of the show coming up.
We have a lot of friends of the shows.
Roman, watch our other friend of the show.
Well,
yeah, I would keep my eyes on that fella. But JBJ wore 19, right?
Yeah. He actually might have wore a couple numbers. I think he did change
19,
numbers. Yeah, sounds right.
44. I used to be very well-versed in his baseball reference.
He was
page.
44, 25, 19.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why is he hopping around numbers like that? But yeah,
Why do you know that?
I used to know that page front
Jones
to back. I'm not joking.
Guy.
Yeah,
a lot of arguments about JBJ.
I would reference a lot of arbitrary stuff from that page. I know
he's
that
number
page.
25. He's not good.
Stinks. Right. No, but I'm telling you, there's a 19. Real. I'm not even joking about this.
Did you?
This is a real thing.
I'm not joking about this.
Okay.
Did you see the drills on the field before the game?
Yeah, I thought Merlone had a good call.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Yeah, we know Will wasn't watching.
Merlone was in the booth last night. I think they had they had Alex Speer in there for like an inning, like they do. And he was like, why are they teaching a guy, now, top prospect in all of baseball, and they're now teaching him how to field a grounder?
Not great.
That's weird.
That's a little late, it feels.
Like, what are they teaching him in Worcester? Not that? Like
Little League.
Little League.
Yeah.
Infield fly and ground balls. Where is that? Where's the fundamentals? Where's Tom Emanski coming down and teaching you the good fundamentals of the game?
Yeah, like throw a baseball into a garbage can for one time.
Good accuracy.
So I didn't like that he had the towel. He was fielding on top of a towel. Get that uniform dirty. Dirty that thing up a little bit.
No, not the number 19.
Well.
Keep that fresh.
Trot Nixon was somewhere not loving what
he was seeing. Trot Nixon would have just been
some grass stains,
rolling around in the grass,
dirt on that uniform. Right. If you don't mind,
but he made a diving catch when need be.
He did.
Sliding catch.
So Roman Anthony stole the show on the field. Something tells me that's not what anybody wants to talk about. I'm perusing.
What do they want to talk about?
TMZ.
Yeah, what happened?
Will's hung up on the mom.
Right.
We'll get to the family lineage.
I love
of names coming up in a moment.
These guys in the family.
But perusing TMZ, Red Sox rookie Roman Anthony's sister steals the spotlight at the game. Now, I was unaware of this.
You didn't notice?
This is something that I did not happen to pay any mind to whatsoever.
Yeah, that would be his sister, Leah Anthony. And I also have just found out
that Terp's going through her Instagram right now.
He is now going through her Instagram.
Now, I've not seen any of these. This is for work reasons only.
Yeah, right.
Terp, but if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I think Terp's done a good job with work research here.
Yep.
Identifying some of her photos.
I also have it on good authority that Bill Belichick just subscribed to the Nessun app. I think Bill's going to be sniffing around Fenway Park.
Jordan's going through the credit card statement, and she's like, wait a minute, what's this Nessun 360?
Yeah, I just love the Sox now. I watch all the Sox games.
I watch Charlie Moore.
She's probably the same age
as Jordan. I can't wait to watch the Bruins.
I don't know. The age is unknown. I'm not going to.
We're talking about this.
Yeah. See, I'm with Will. Yeah. I'm more of the, look at the mom. Let's check out the moms. I am now over 40.
Does she have an Instagram page?
Yeah, Terp, go to the mom's Instagram page. This is too, I have daughters, Terp. I don't want to see this. Get this out of here. It's too much. It would be the old creep. But yeah, people were enjoying, there were a lot of tweets about Roman's sister.
It was not on my radar whatsoever I saw this on TMZ. I was
more concerned, like, how's Cora going to use the bullpen? Like, oh, good spin rate by Giolito. And then there's a girl in the stands.
I'm just in it for the game of baseball.
Yeah.
You know, me just minding my own business. Watching the Red Sox, definitely not boring.
Not boring.
Not anymore with Roman Anthony.
Not with the Anthony family in attendance.
So you got the mom, you got the sister.
Yeah.
I'm most fascinated by the rest of the family.
This is wild.
Okay. Do you have this clip? I don't know where this originally aired. I think this is what he was in the minor leagues, I think, right?
It's from August, from a couple years
ago. Yeah. Okay. So this is like.
This is insane.
This is Roman Anthony talking about his family, from his grandfather to his father to his brother.
A little family tree time with Roman Anthony.
And even he understands how ridiculous this is. Just listen to this.
What's your dad's name?
Anthony. Yeah, it's Anthony. Not very creative, but you should see the looks we get at the airport when the family goes on a trip somewhere. It's pretty ridiculous, but our whole family, you know, we got a lot of Johns, a lot of Anthony's, so we didn't really get too creative with it. But my grandfather is also Anthony, so it runs pretty far back.
It's amazing.
He comes
from a family of Anthony's.
That's incredible.
It's amazing because at one point, did they say something like, oh, his dad, Tony Anthony? And as soon as you hear, like, Tony Anthony, you're like, wait a minute.
He goes, when we go on vacation.
It's like fake names.
So first of all, it was either
that or McLovin.
So first of all,
you're Anthony.
First of all, you're going on family vacations with Grandpa Anthony?
Hell yeah.
You're like, okay, interesting.
Travel together. Why not family trip, Jones? There's nothing wrong with that.
But okay, so you're bringing along Grandpa Anthony there.
It would have been so much better if the top prospect in all of baseball was Anthony. Like, they just missed. Like, his brother's Anthony.
Anthony the third. They did just miss. That's true. So
they could call him Triple A.
His brother. Ooh.
Which was not a great nickname to have for a ball player.
You don't want that. No. But his brother's obligated to name his firstborn.
Oh, I think it's in the contract.
It's got to be Anthony, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
he has
to.
Anthony.
Have to be. Now, so you're a third.
I am a third, but my last name and my first name are different names.
Richard. That would be wild. Keith. How about Rich Richards?
Rich Richards? Yeah, but even then it's plural. It's slightly different.
No, but that kind of pops, though. That doesn't sound bad. Adam Adams.
That's not good. My buddy Davey knew a guy named Scott.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
I think you went to school with Scott.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them sitting around like, what should we name our son? Like, I don't know. Scott kind of is a good name. Again, it's also our last name. Maybe we go with anything else. Nope.
Yeah.
Got to be Scott.
I love how he's like, we were a little uncreative. We're not very
creative. He's like, guys, I don't know.
Even still, he's like, there's a lot of Romans. So hang on. So they're
Romans a sweet name.
Anthony is just foolish enough that they're all named Anthony.
I love it. Yeah.
But he also sneaky let us know there's a lot of Romans.
Is everybody in the family a lot of Johns?
Is that what he said? No, yeah, he did say a lot of Johns. I'm sorry, not a lot of Romans.
John Anthony's.
So everybody at the barbecue, it's either a John or an Anthony?
Yeah.
Like, that's confusing.
and your last name was already Anthony. Because a lot
it's
of
like
Italians,
Goodfellas, all Peters, all Pauls, yeah, all yeah. married to Marie.
It is like that. It is definitely like that. But yeah, because usually like the running joke is just there's a lot of Anthonys when the last name is whatever else.
Right.
Yeah, this is next level.
William Williams. That would be kind of like the equivalent of Bill. That's not bad.
Adams.
Nick Nicholas. Adam Adams, not so good.
No, it's not good. I kind of wanted, if I had a son, I wanted to name my son Keith.
Keith.
I don't know if that would have taken off. I probably would have gotten
would it have been allowed.
What did Katie think of that? You ever pitched? You pitched that one when you guys were doing names?
Yeah, oh yeah. You I had a lot of great names.
You pitched Keith?
I was like, Keith.
Yeah,
she's
nice.
Like, yeah, whatever. We'll see. I don't think I really had a top choice.
What were your other names?
I liked, for a boy, Oliver. Because Oliver Queen is the Green Arrow.
Okay.
So Oliver Keefe is close. So I like
close
that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Did she know your motivation for liking that name?
Yeah, she was like, so she shot that down. I also like Frank Castle, because that's the name of the Punisher. Frank Castle Keefe.
Frank Castle Keefe.
Kind of a badass name.
Real badass.
Yeah. Oh, what we all...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Also found out.
I was just about to say. I knew exactly what you were about to say. Yeah.
Nick told us this. So the top prospect, or one of the top prospects in baseball, Roman Anthony's the top prospect, but is the new dude from the Royals. He just got called up. He's also in consideration.
Yeah.
He's 6'5", 250.
Yeah.
But it's Jack Caglione.
Mm-hmm.
His name's not Jack.
Wow.
His name is Jeffrey Allen Caglione, and he takes the three initials, throws them together.
Sick. That is awesome.
Jack. What a badass. J-A-C.
Yeah.
He should do them all caps, but he doesn't. It's like J-A-C, like, you know, like that.
Just, oh, you mean like J period?
Capital J,
a,
capital A, capital
yeah,
C.
Yeah,
that's
now we're
even
talking.
More intimidating. But no, so that's.
Hey, you don't want to pitch to that guy. You don't pitch to him anyway because he's 6'4", 250, but you don't want to pitch to J.A.C, Jack Caglione. You don't want to do
I didn't
that.
Know. You know what his nickname is? Jackhammer? That's. This guy's incredible. Look out for this guy. But
I did not know that. No,
but a hot start though, very much for Roman Anthony. I think the number change, having the family in the house, everything coming up Roman Anthony.
Here we go. Text line's very good. So Bull Bull, is that an example of this? Anthony.
Oh, Bull, great one.
That's a perfect one. Text line,
great one.
Great call.
Bull.
Manute Bull got in there first.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. No, true.
For to Manute.
To Manute. No,
Bull's
Bull
with us.
Bull,
yeah, Bull's
with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the equivalent
Dude,
of Bull
Bull.
Somebody said I knew a Tracy. She got a divorce.
Oh, it is true. The Mario Brothers. This is a confusing thing. But the Mario Brothers, you have Mario and Luigi. But if they're the Mario Brothers, that means that it's Mario and Luigi Mario. It means that their last name is Mario. But the guy in the red suit is also named Mario.
Yeah, I guess.
Does
I
break
never,
your brain
never,
a little bit?
Oh, I never really thought about it.
Yeah,
I guess
thumbs
I assume,
up in the back. Thumbs up in the back.
I guess I assume they were the Mario Brothers, like Luigi was Mario's brother.
Nope.
I never thought about it that way.
Mario. And Luigi Mario, the guy in green.
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty good.
I'm feeling better and better about Roman Anthony now that we know the full family story.
Dude, the
and
the
I'm kicking
thing
myself
and the
for not knowing this yesterday. Well, the number's a good point.
The number's not insignificant.
Did
and
you,
now, yeah.
Did you hear them driving in this morning on Greg's show? They were
yes.
saying that it's like the Tommy Cutlets family.
Oh, that is a little bit like that.
I think
yeah.
it's kind of...
Hopefully this goes better.
Well, I think
he
it's going
to... He kind of burned hot and then he was done.
I think yeah. it's going to go better.
I think so.
But I think that's a spot-on analogy. Romy Cutlet. Like Romy Cutlets.
Romy Cutlets?
Is that...
No.
Should we not follow in the Cutlets nickname? He's aiming too low. We got to aim higher.
People like Roman Empire.
Yeah.
You don't.
Well, it's just...
By that sound you made,
it doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Roman Empire?
The Roman Empire doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Well, we are the nickname
rolled
show.
Off the tongue for thousands of years.
It's a clunky.
Great point, Nick. Yeah, but were you ever like, man, that's a good nickname? Or were you just like, that's just the name
the
of it?
The Roman Empire.
Were you ever like, oh my God, that's an awesome name?
The name it is. How many Romans do you know?
Should we call him the tribal chief? Because that's what they call Roman Reigns.
See, now we're getting
in WWE.
Now we're getting
sort of like you take a nickname from someone else.
I even get that reference.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But we are the nickname show in addition to the Jersey show.
Uh-huh.
We came up with, who else came up with Foghorn Breghorn?
Us.
Who else came up with the Sterminator?
Us.
Stern sample.
Greg, bro.
They weren't all winners, but Roman Anthony probably needs a nickname. Don't you think? Although, it is a good name,
I don't
though.
Think I know.
It's a good name on its own.
Just Roman.
Roman's a good name.
Romy.
Roman's a strong name.
Mm-hmm.
I like Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I guess they already have a Romy now that I think about it.
Right. It isn't the old
can't
story.
Beat on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I ran out of gas. I had something else that I
well,
lost.
Got 6 minutes left, so find some.
I lost it when I had something snappy about Roman Anthony.
I will tell you. And we were discussing this last night. So the first guy over to the Anthony family after the game last night.
Yeah.
Was Marcelo Meyer.
Yeah.
Which I would be.
Congratulating the family.
I'd be
nothing to do with his sister.
I'd be nervous about all my teammates, but specifically that one.
Yeah.
Because Marcelo Meyer got over there quick to say hi to the family.
It's
after
one
the
of
game.
Those situations.
I noticed that.
It's the devil you know versus the devil you don't. You know?
Like
do you want
good.
A teammate hanging out with her, or do you want some guy you don't even know?
Good friend of the show, Marcelo Meyer. What's our stance on that?
I think you could do a lot worse than a fellow professional baseball player.
Shoot your shot, Marcelo.
Why not?
It's probably already been.
I bet it has.
I bet he's already shot.
I bet he knows.
Would be my guess. 617-779-7937. Quick side topic on those two, and I saw Carrabas complaining about this. I heard Lou talking about it today as well.
I have a similar complaint.
They're not going to play him versus lefties.
Dumb.
It's so dumb. And
your team, if one thing, if your team was a wagon and you're like, hey, these guys are gonna spot in here and they're sort of complimentary players for a potential World Series team, you are not that. You are not that right now. You are still several games under 500. And if the whole idea of these guys not starting the year, with the exception of Campbell, with the big league club was so they could get at bats and play every day, they should get at bats and play every day. I don't care if you're going up against, you know, Randy Johnson and it doesn't matter. These guys eventually are going to be, hopefully, all-star players that aren't platoon guys. They're going to have to hit lefties.
Well, and this is what I don't get either. And I've heard Lou say this. I heard Cora say this, I think, prior to the game yesterday, where, oh, well, there are no lefties in the minors. All the good lefties get promoted really quickly, and so Roman Anthony hasn't seen anything like this. Okay, I've heard that.
Yep.
But it's like, all right, well, now, when are they ever going to learn? If you don't play them against them, when are they ever going to learn against
them? We're going to have Rob Refsnyder hit for all of those guys.
Right. No, the way to learn to hit lefties that you've never faced before
is to sit on the bench.
Is to just rot on the bench when these lefties are in there? How does that make sense?
So I disagree. And if you want to hit them 7, 8, 9 or whatever in those games or whatever it might be, but like they need to take some hacks against those lefties.
Yeah. And I think there's a difference, too, in what happened the other night where a tough lefty comes in and you go, all right, we're going to take Marcelo Meyer out. Extras, we're going to take Roman Anthony out.
He had four bats that game.
And there is something different about a lefty specialist coming in versus a lefty start. You're not going to play against lefty starters?
Oh, if you are tie game bottom of the 10th inning and there's like a lefty closer or reliever on the mound, runner on second, and you want to put Rob Refsnyder up there who has been smashing lefties, fine. But you're going to sit him down until you get into the bullpen? I don't like that. Honestly, the one positive of being where they're at right now, 33 and 36, would be play these guys every night.
This is
play these three guys every day.
This is Carrabas'
point. So I agree with him.
Carrabas' point is it's a developmental year. These guys are
play
up here. Let them develop, and that'll help your team going forward.
Yeah.
Now, I'd play them either way. I'm not even worried about the development. I think these guys are going to help, and I want them in the lineup is what I want. 617-779-7937. All right, just a sampling of the text line, Keith.
We got some Roman nicknames coming in.
We can always
trust the listener.
We are the nickname show.
Yeah.
Let's see.
How
about Everybody Loves Roman?
No.
If I'm going to say the Roman Empire is clunky, Everybody Loves Roman is also clunky, but I don't hate it.
I feel like, Lanny, you must have loved Everybody Loves Raymond. I feel like that was your will.
Surprisingly, not a big fan.
You didn't?
No. You know what it is? It's not that I'm not a big fan.
It's just a good show, really.
Yeah, I didn't really watch it either.
That's all it was. Like, I wouldn't say it was a bad show. I just wasn't into
it.
But
you were a King of Queens guy?
Huge King of Queens.
Yeah, okay.
King of Queens, great show. I'm with I stand with Billy
on this.
Wasn't
that a spinoff?
Yeah,
Ray showed up in a few episodes of KOQ.
Did he? So they crossed over.
I thought it was a spinoff.
Wait, it was
sort of like Empty Nest and Golden Girls.
No, it was a spinoff, or they just kind of like lived in the same universe, right?
Shared universe.
Shared universe. Thank you. You should. That's speaking your language.
Now, finally. The original shared universe.
All right, so you don't. We do or we don't like Everybody Loves Roman?
We don't.
We're out. Oh, we're out. Okay. The Emperor?
Nope.
The Gladiator?
No.
The Roman Legion?
What?
The Greek. I don't know how this one makes sense. The Greek God of Bombs. He's not Greek.
Was he Kevin Euclid?
He's not Greek. He's very much Italian.
How about instead of Trojan horse, Roman horse?
I don't hate it.
All right, now we're done.
I'm open
Roman
to that.
Showman.
Roman the Showman?
Roman the Showman.
That's good.
Yeah.
That can't be beat.
I think we got a winner.
It's no Jackhammer or Jack Caglione, whose name's not even Jack, for God's sakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did
Abe Roman the Sausage King of Chicago. That's a good one.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. All right. Text line gets it. You know who did? Did you see the interview in game? I'm sure you did, with the family.
Yes.
I was trying to watch baseball.
Yeah, no, I was like, cut back to the game.
I was like,
please.
Please. But they were talking to the family in the middle of the at bat, and I'm like, could you chill? Maybe talk to him during, I don't know.
You have 3 hours.
The prior at bat. Maybe talk to him while, I don't know.
He's
in the
field.
Thank you. Like, they're trying to watch their brother, son. I don't think they talked to the grandparents,
nephew,
grandson,
whatever.
Friends, his agent was there, and they're all just like trying to watch this kid hit. And they're like, by the way, like, what's it like being his brother?
Talk to us. Look at us. Like, oh, we just missed his hit. Thanks.
What's his nickname? Well, actually, I would have liked that question. That would have been a worthwhile question. But yeah, that seemed a little bothersome.
Yeah, I didn't like that. It's like talking to Jazz Chisholm while you're trying to play a game, making errors at third base while he's mic'd up.
I would have rather they interviewed him when he was in the outfield, then the family while he's trying to hit.
No, good point.
They showed up all the way to watch him play.
Let it breathe a little bit.
Okay. 617-779-7937. I'm going to keep going through these with a fine tooth comb. Some of these need to be previewed.
Yeah, they're not all.
Before read on air.
Some of them are all right. Leah Anthony's brother is good. I bet that's what he's called in high school.
I would imagine. That's still what his teammates call him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Abe Roman, the Sausage King of Chicago, seems like an early winner.
Uh-huh.
Or Everybody Loves Roman. We'll get to some Would You Rathers here on Jones and Keefe. Would You Rather Wednesday. We got Tommy Hump Day at High Noon. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And we're right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.